Good morning. We're continuing the Chayyolim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Zayin, Siman Hey. The Chayyolim is dealing with, what types of requests is the person allowed to do on Shabbos. And so just as an introduction to what he's saying, we know that Chazal limited the person's personal bakashas on Shabbos. We do not daven the weekday Shemone Esrei on Shabbos. Why is that? What exactly is the reason? So the Bavli says the reason is because of a tircha de tzibura. Chazal do not have a say the regular Shemone Esrei, weekday Shemone Esrei on Shabbos because it's longer, etc. We want to, in some ways, shorten the davening so people should be able to enjoy the Oinik Shabbos instead. The Yerushalmi, however, says a different reason. Yerushalmi says the reason is because we're afraid that a person will come to have tzar on Shabbos from the davening. He'll think about the things that he needs and think about that, and that will cause him to be sad or concerned, and that will take away from the Oinik Shabbos. So the seems to be a machlokes in the Bible in Yerushalmi. The Sefer Avodram, by Rabbi David Avodram, was one of the early Svarad, talks about this in the Seder of Tfilah Shabbos, in that perek, by Mincha time, when he talks about a case where a person mistakenly said Shemone Esrei of weekday on Shabbos, and we spoke about this way back when we talked about that those halachas. So the halacha is that a person finishes off the bracha. A person really made a mistake, he started saying one of the brachas of weekday Shemone Esrei, he finishes it off. Because Mikra din, the tefillahs of the weekday could apply on Shabbos as well. But Chazal said not to. But once a person said the bracha already, we finish off that bracha. The most common example is by Mincha, Atoy Echad, or by Marim, Atokidashta, the person says Atokir Nein, he starts saying the bracha of Atokir Nein. That's where he's talking about that halach of a person starts saying Atokir Nein instead of Atoy Echad by Shabbos Mincha. What's the halacha that they have to complete or not? So there he explains the combination of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The halacha is of a person davening Shemone Esrei, and he gets to one of the brachas, and he says he has a personal request to make because of this, which is of the same type of area or inyan which this bracha discusses. So a person has a chalabas, a besoy. So the Mora says the person can add in the request for that chayla. Person needs parnasa. Person can ask. Person needs help understanding things. Person can ask for das. So, since this is something a person is allowed to do, Chazal were concerned that not only the people will do it, actually do it. So if they do that, that's going to cause the personal request is going to cause a feeling of tsar. On Shabbos, and that's going to be marich in the tefillah and take away from the simple Shabbos. It's a combination of the tzar together with the fact that the person is going to be marich. So it's not the actual weekday Shemone Esrei, which is problematic on its own. It's the personal bakashas, which will be said in conjunction with the weekday Shemone Esrei, which are problematic. So therefore, Chazal said not to make those bakashas. So similarly, a person has a direct bakasha of that sort, where a person is directly asking for something which a person has a need. So we're going to say that a person should not do so on Shabbos because of the emotional pain which will come with it. If, however, the need is immediate, the opposite will be true. The act of tefillah will relieve the person because the person has an immediate need to address. So the same way we say a person can fast on Shabbos for a tanis chaloyim because there's an immediate need which needs to be addressed. So a person can make these bakashas as well for that reason. So if we have something which is an immediate need, we're going to say a person should make the bakashas, could and should make the bakashas, and something which is not an immediate need, we ask the person to sort of put out of their mind, not to be distracted from the simcha of Shabbos. That's introduction to the siman, Bez Hashem. In the next year, we will actually learn the siman inside. Have a good day.